I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Evening News for Tuesday, February 21. Coming up, Prime Minister reaffirms commitment to tackling crime. Government mulls establishment of real estate funds and major refurbishment project for Mobe Hip Strip. The news in detail after this message.
It's somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
Embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because...
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is committed to confronting the country's murder problem through several initiatives, including measures to promote order in the public transport system. Referencing the recent policy directive to remove tints from all public passenger vehicles, PPVs, the Prime Minister says there should be clear view into vehicles to reduce criminal activity, including rapes and abductions.
The zero tolerance then is that every police officer, upon having knowledge of the violation, they must stop the vehicle, they must issue the ticket, and any other action that is necessary for public safety.
The Prime Minister adds that the security forces must control minor crimes before they lead to bigger crimes, and criminals should not be allowed to use public roadways and public transportation to get away with criminal activity. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness has expressed his appreciation to all taxi operators who are in support of the new policy. The government will be moving to establish real estate funds to aid in the development of vital infrastructure in urban areas across the island. A real estate fund, also known as a real estate investment trust, is a company that owns or finances income-producing real estate. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he has given a directive to several public agencies to collaborate towards establishing the funds.
And I have recently given a direction to the DBJ, Factories Corporation of Jamaica, and JAMPRO, Port Authority, that we need to start looking at developing real estate funds for the development of critical industrial and commercial space, but also the regeneration, redevelopment of much of our urban areas.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at Sagicor's annual Pension Investment Seminar 2017 on Tuesday. He says the establishment of real estate funds will pave the way for government to match pension funds to long-term income-generating infrastructure projects, making them more secure. The major redevelopment of the Montego Bay Hip Strip in St. James will begin with the downing of all overhanging utility wires along Gloucester and Kent Avenues. That's the word from Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, who says plans are being finalized to have the wires placed underground.
We're looking at how we can reconfigure the Hip Strip. We have already allocated $11 million for the preliminary work to be done on that, and we hope that before this budget year is completed, that exercise will be done.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the recent opening of the Royal Decameron Cornwall Beach Resort in Montego Bay. The resort, which employs about 650 Jamaicans, has 144 rooms. Other redevelopment works will include the $35 million streetscaping improvement project, which will extend from the Cornoff Summit to the Dead End area. And 15 priority health facilities across the island are being assessed for inclusion in the Pan-American Health Organization PAHO Smart Healthcare Facilities Project. It's aimed at providing climate-smart, greener, and safer healthcare facilities to the public and officially began in Jamaica last September. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton signed a commitment letter signaling Jamaica's willingness to fully support the project. The initiative is funded by the United Kingdom's Department for International Development, DFID, at a cost of £60 million or 9.6 billion Jamaican dollars. The project is being implemented by PAHO in collaboration with health ministries in the project countries St. Kitts and Nevis, Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dominica, Jamaica, Guyana, and Belize. Improvements to the health centers will include the provision of rainwater harvesting systems, improved lighting and proper ventilation, and repairs to enable the facilities to operate more efficiently and become more resilient to disasters. Works will also be undertaken to improve the comfort of staff and patients, and systems implemented to enhance service delivery. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.